Fire under Miss Cressman's new car, and there was a big row in the principal's office with the principal and Miss Cressman, and later the police, all yelling at Georgie and trying to make him say yes, that he had done it, and getting madder every minute because he wouldn't say it, and they couldn't prove that he was lying. After that day, Georgie got so mean that Miss Cressman moved his desk away to the back of the room where he couldn't bother the other kids, and sometimes the whole day would go by when she wouldn't say a word to him, or even try to make him learn to read. On those days he could look at his book, hour after hour, and love the pictures of flowers, and feel safe. One day, though, when the class had kind of a game instead of work, Georgie closed his book and listened to what the others were saying. Miss Cressman asked all the children to think of something they liked best, and then to talk about it to the others. She asked one kid after another, and sometimes she even laughed a little at the things they said. She might have skipped Georgie altogether as she pointed around the room, but one girl said, "Miss Cressman, you forgot to ask Georgie what he likes." And so Miss Cressman asked him, as she did the others. There had been all kinds of answers about the things the kids liked best. One of them thought the smell of gasoline was nice, and one girl thought the feel of a kitten's fur was the best thing that she knew. Someone liked the sound of an air conditioner whirring away on a hot night, and one boy said his favorite thing was the taste of beer left in glasses after his parents and their friends had finished a card game. Georgie was afraid to answer when Miss Cressman pointed to him, but he did, after a few seconds, and in a very low voice, while he stared down at his desk. "I like flowers," he said, blushing because he guessed that mean people weren't supposed to like things that were nice. Then when the kids saw him blush, they giggled, the way they always did when he couldn't read the primer stories or say the words Miss Cressman wrote on the board. Georgie put his head down on his desk and tried to drown out the sound of giggles by holding his hands against his ears. He wished that Miss Cressman would say, "You mustn't laugh at Georgie," the way she told them they mustn't laugh at Alfie when he stuttered. But she didn't. She didn't care if they laughed at him because he was dumb and mean and set a fire under her car. He didn't care whether Miss Cressman liked him or not, but strangely, a small sigh forced itself up from his chest, and Georgie raised his head and looked at her. He was scarred by a deep burn on the left side of his head, which left him partly bald, with a crumpled ear and a streak that looked like fire running down the back of his neck. He didn't remember getting that burn. It had happened when he was still a baby. His mother told him about the scar and crumpled ear once when she had finished drinking all the whiskey from her last bottle on the shelf and was angry because there wasn't any more. It was when her whiskey was gone that Rennie Burgess hated her child most. "You was yelling that day, Georgie, till you drove me and Steve nearly crazy. So Steve said he'd give you something to yell about, and he did. He give you plenty to yell about." She looked at Georgie and made her eyes narrow as she spoke. "Steve didn't like it that I was saddled with you when he took me for his girlfriend, so he ain't ever been over fond of you from the start. You and Steve ain't ever going to be close friends, Georgie." She began laughing loudly at that, and Georgie ran from her, rushing down the back stairs and hunting a hiding place among the garbage cans in the alley where he could sleep that night. Steve came to the apartment every few weeks, sometimes staying only for the night. On other visits, and these were the terrible times, he brought a suitcase with him and stayed for several days. It was then that Georgie was apt to be half-starved after being tied in a closet without food, sometimes for a day, sometimes for 2 or even 3 days. His eyes were always blackened when he returned to